Okay, welcome everyone back from our technical difficulty recess. We now have our meeting being recorded again, and we are resuming the very interesting March 31st meeting of the Development Review Board. And we're in the middle of item 11, PR 2021-5210, site plan SI 2021-303 for the regional sports complex. And we were just going to our DRB commenter, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I just had one question. You had mentioned earlier that your parking lot will cover all six fields. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So with that, I don't have any further comments on the parking lot if Carl Garcia doesn't. The only comment that I would have is just to make sure any new pedestrian ways are that the width is showed and just have a sidewalk detail indicating a 2% maximum cross slope. That's a relatively minor comment. And I also wanted to note that for the future phase, a traffic impact study shall be required as discussed. Meet with transportation staff for a scoping meeting prior to development of this future phase.
Okay. Any questions on that?
No, not from our end. Thanks.
Ms. Wolfenberger, did you need that sidewalk detail with this site plan then?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. It's a minor detail. I need it, but I can take delegation for it too.
Okay. Thank you. Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We note that the site plan sheets need to be stamped and signed by a design professional, and the landscape plan sheets need to be stamped and signed by a landscape architect. You need to add the project and application numbers as well to the site plan. And we required, due to the steep slopes on portions of the property, the requirement for a sensitive lands analysis. The applicants actually responded back with a memo stating that there was a master development plan approved for this site, as well as a framework plan. And there was an approved grading and drainage plan as part of that master development plan. And in their sensitive lands memo response, they state that the most significant result of the analysis was the protection and set aside of the Otrisco Terrace open space to the west of the baseball complex. And the applicant's team can explain more in more depth if we want about that, but they did provide a pretty comprehensive response, and I'll bring over the slope analysis that they submitted. If I can get it to show up here. They provided this. Here's the memo they provided, and they provided an excerpt from the master plan, it looks like, as well. So that was their response to our sensitive lands analysis comment. And we also had a comment about just noting that the sign must be posted at least 15 calendar days before the March 31st DRB meeting, and as well as for the appeal period of 15 calendar days following the decision of the DRB. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you want to zoom in to the actual sports complex part of, on that?
On this or on this?
Yeah, I think on the master plan one would be good. You might have to flip back and forth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to ask a couple follow-up questions. Mr. Green, it was super helpful what you submitted in meeting the, making sure we're meeting all the requirements. So is 118th Street, was that, well, where is the, is there sort of a eastern edge to that Otrisco Terrace slope, or does this master plan try to define something of what the preservation would be with the line that is on this plan?
Madam Chair, this is Chris Green with Consensus Planning. Essentially, the land use graphic identifies that boundary of the Atrisco Terrace. I don't know if that's the exact configuration, but the eastern boundary of that kind of greenish mottled hatch is essentially the Atrisco Terrace. So there's future development between the Atrisco Terrace and 118th Street before you get to our site.
Okay, and is 118th Street, is it on the road network?
It's
as a defined street that will go in?
Chris Green, 118th Street, if I remember the classification correctly, it's a principal arterial. It's 156 or 180 foot right of way.
Oh, wow.
So it is, and ultimately would go down to I-40, and there would ultimately be plans for an interchange at 118th Street and I-40.
Okay, thank you. And then on the southern boundary of the property, so there is going to be some green space or drainage, but it's going to fall within that area that's south of the arroyo that goes through this particular sports complex site. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, Chris Green, Consensus Planning. I guess I'm not exactly sure which arroyo you're referring to, the one down at the bottom. So that is
right.
And Mike Blaskowitz can speak more to that. Mike, if you want to chime in on that.
Absolutely. Madam Chair, this is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. That arroyo is conveying drainage off of the escarpment and off of some of the upper petroglyph area. And as development continues to the south, mitigation efforts will be necessary in order to ensure that continues on to the Ladera Dam system, which is what you're seeing just kind of at the southeast corner of that, of the park's property right now.
Okay, and Mr. Green, go ahead, sorry.
That's okay. You had mentioned it designated as green space, but I don't believe that there was anything within the master plan that really identified that portion as specific green space. That the entire park's property is defined by what you see on the screen right now.
Okay, and Mr. Green put in his memo that the cubic feet per second of that arroyo was, you know, under 500 and therefore was not the 1,000 that was in the IDO to define a major arroyo. Is that correct? And we're below 1,000, I guess, is the question.
This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston again. And Madam Chair, that was specific to the arroyo that's directly affecting the phase 2-6 baseball field. That did not feather into this larger arroyo that you see on the south that ultimately connects to the Ladera Dam system. There is a smaller ancillary arroyo located just right through the new 6 baseball field. And that's what he was speaking to.
Okay. All right. And just that just may be something for consideration in the future of it's hard to know if that big Westland framework plan considered that arroyo in particularly, but if it has over 1,000 CFS, then it does kind of fall into that sensitive land component. So, okay. Thank you for all of your work on this. It's very helpful. You know, this kind of straddles over old planning and new planning instruments in place. And so we're just trying to make sure we're following all things correctly so the approval is solid. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan. And there's no infrastructure with it, this, correct? Mr. Green?
Chris Green, that's correct.
Okay. And then if you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed.
Lane Carter with the Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Summer.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, that was for approval? Yes, Mr. Garcia is confirming that yes, he's approved. Okay. Ms. Sommerfeld.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve. Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I accept the delegation just for some minor sidewalk clarification, and I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the project and application numbers to be added for the sheets to be stamped and signed by the relevant professional. Did I miss anything, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, you got it.
Okay. There is a consensus vote to approve item 11, project PR 2021-5210, application SI 2021-303, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. All right, let's play ball. Soon?
Thank you very much.
Ready.
All right.
Thank you,
everyone. Thanks for your hard work on the submittals and follow-up questions. I am now going to cede the chair to Ms. Gould, who is my alternate on the DRB. I have to complete another assignment right now and need to leave this meeting. So you're in the capable hands of Ms. Gould. Thank you, everyone.